Unfortunately, I missed Rev Theory's live acoustic performance from Will Rock yesterday. What song or songs did you guys perform acoustically?
We did Wanted Man, Far From Over, and Justice. You can go to Will Rock's website and you can see it on there.
Cool, I'm going to check that out. Julian remarked that Justice really is the record that we are most proud of. Would you agree with Julian?
Absolutely.
Justice, which is Rev Theory's third album, will be released on February 15th. Is Say Goodbye the ballad of the album?
Yeah, it is the ballad of the album.
You guys playing acoustically on that?
There's acoustic guitars on it, yeah, but it has an electric production as well.
All right, what was it like working with producer Terry Date on Justice?
It was an amazing experience. He pushed us to be a great band. He believes in getting the best performances by the whole band playing together. A lot of the record, with drums and bass, we track the entire band every single set playing and performing together.
Rev Theory released their first single, Justice, on October 25th, 2010. Any idea what the next single released will be?
Not a clue, man. We're just focusing on that one and putting all of our efforts into that single, and then when the time comes, we'll discuss another one.
Before the release of the music video of Justice on iTunes, Rev Theory had released videos of Hell Yeah, Light It Up, and Far From Over. Did Rev Theory ever consider shooting a video for Broken Bones?
It really wasn't up to us, but the label's call, and it was never discussed.
It's a shame. I would have liked to have seen that video.
Yeah.
Do you know whether Rev Theory's live performance on Walmart Soundcheck Risers will ever be available for download on Walmart MP3 music downloads?
Not at all, man. I have no clue.
Rev Theory released Acoustic Live from Gibson Lounge on August 4th, 2009. Would Rev Theory ever consider touring on an acoustic theme?
Yeah, we would love to. You gotta get to that point where you can do it.
I covered an acoustic performance of Aaron Lewis, and during his performance, certain audience members were really obnoxious. I thought it was awesome before Rev Theory performed Broken Bones acoustically when you remarked, "People in the back, you're having a good time, I realize that. I'm calling you out, just keep it down for 1 minute." Has Rev Theory ever encountered an audience that was extremely obnoxious that almost forced you guys to cancel the remainder of the show?
No, never cancel the show at all. You gotta think, man, if it's a rock show, there's alcohol involved, and people drink, they become idiots. They sober up the next day, it's no big deal.
You provided vocals for the song Voices for the entrance theme of Randy Orton, and Light It Up was the official theme music for WrestleMania 24. Do you enjoy watching WWE?
Yeah, every now and then I click it on and watch a little bit. It's entertaining. It's been fun getting to work with them and go to the events.
I can relate to Julian's situation because my mother was diagnosed with cancer and had surgery. If someone wanted to get involved in Rev Theory's Broken Bones Foundation, how can they do it?
Go to brokenbonesfoundation.com. And there's instructions on how you can donate or pick up a rock cancer bracelet there.
Cool. I think it is an awesome idea when bands do a live stream with their fans. Does Rev Theory enjoy interacting with their fans via Ustream or another live feed?
Absolutely, we enjoy it. It's a lot of fun anytime we get to do it. You know, to answer questions right at the moment, hear what's going on with people. It's always fun to do that stuff. We did it a couple times in the studio.
That's cool. I watched Rev Theory webisode number 3, Light It Up, Chicago, and you guys were selling CDs and autographing them. Does Rev Theory meet with their fans after each performance?
Absolutely, every time.
According to your Facebook page, it reads that you're a fan of the movie, I think it's Tontine Massacre?
Uh-huh.
Do you think the reality show really ended in tragedy, or was it a hoax?
I have no idea, man. We'll have to wait until it comes out.
Well, final question. Rev Theory will be headlining the Monster Energy Outbreak Tour starting on February 16th in Phoenix, Arizona, and ending on March 6th in German, Pennsylvania. Will Rev Theory be making a tour stop in Chicago sometime this spring or summer?
We hope to, man. We love Chicago. As soon as we know, we'll let you guys know. But absolutely, Chicago is one of our favorite cities to play.
I'll talk to you later, and thanks for your time again.
Okay, bud. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.